Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Heyaman Aleph. We're holding on Daladam Abayz, three lines from the bottom by the word Itmar. So says the Gemara, Itmar Shnei Yamim Toivim Shal Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the 2 days of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu Naldo Bezeh Asura Bezeh. An egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asur on the second day. Meaning, we view it like one long day of Kedusha, it's Kedusha Achas. Not a Sveika Diyayimo, where we manav shach one day is a weekday, that would be Shtei Kedushais. No, we view it like it's one long day, it was a Takanas Chazal to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Mamela, an egg that's laid on the first day is going to be Asr on the second day, because it's all one long day of Kedusha. What's the Raya that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, that it's not just because of Sveika Diyayimo that we keep 2 days? Did not, it's like we learned in the Mishnah. Originally, it used to be that the whole 30th day of Elul, Bezdin would be Mekabel Edim that say that they saw the new moon. The whole entire day, any time of the day, they come and they say that they saw the new moon. So then that day became Rosh Hashanah. The 30th day of Elul became Aleph Tishrei. And the next day was a regular weekday. However, Pam Achas Nishtohu Edim Lavoi, one time the Edim, they came very late, they came mamish at the end of the day, Veniskalku Alevim Bashir, and it came out that the Levim made a mistake with the Shir Shoyim by the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, so they weren't sure, should we say the Shir Shoyim of Rosh Hashanah, should we say the Shir Shoyim of weekday? It was so late in the day, Edim hadn't come yet. They said, Edim probably aren't coming today, so today's not going to end up being Rosh Hashanah. They said the weekday Shir Shoyim. But then Edom ended up coming, and they made it Rosh Hashanah. So they made a mistake with the shir. Because of that, Iskinu Shelo Yehu Mekabel Mesa Edom El Ad HaMincha. So they said, for now on, Edom can't come too late in the day. They can only come until the Zman of Mincha. Once it's the Zman of Mincha, so if they come before the Zman of Mincha, so then in a chanami, that day will be Rosh Hashanah, and the next day will be a weekday. However, if Edom come after the Zman of Mincha, so then they wouldn't accept the Edom, and so the next day really became Rosh Hashanah, so all Yamim Tayvim, everything was counted from the following day. The following day was Rosh Hashanah. Memela Sukkot, let's say Yom Kippur, was 10 days, you counted from the following day. Sukkot was 15 days later, counting from the following day. But still, they kept this day as with Kedusha. They didn't stop keeping that day, the 30th day of Elul, with Kedusha. And Rashi explains that that's not to be Mezalzel, because if everyone is told halfway through the day that they're keeping as Rosh Hashanah, the Edom are, that it's really tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, and we're canceling Rosh Hashanah halfway through the day, so that's going to be Mezalzel in Rosh Hashanah. So instead, they kept that whole day as Rosh Hashanah, and they also kept the next day as Rosh Hashanah. So you see from here, keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not something which is just done as a Sveika D'Yayimah. There was a Takana, even though we know when Rosh Chodesh is, we know when Rosh Hashanah is, and still there was an idea of keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's the definition of Kedusha Achas, that it's one long day of Kedusha, nothing to do with Sveika D'Yayimah. Memela, an egg that's born, that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is going to be Aser on the second day. That's the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rabba, however, Rabba argues, Rabba says that no, Mitakonis Rabbi Yechim and Zaka ve'elach beitza mutaras. Then no, even though I'm asking that before Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, so that would have been the din, but after this man of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, after his takana, so now an egg that's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be mutar on the second day. Ditna, because we learned in the Mishnah that Mishachar Rabbi Samikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yechim and Zakai Shu Mekabim Edus Achodesh Kol Yoyim. It says that after the Chorban, so Rabbi Yechim and Zakai made a takana that now there's no more shir. So now let's accept Edom the whole day of the 30th day of Elul. So what's the Mishnah saying? What the Mishnah is saying is that now that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made this takana, that now we'll accept Edom the whole 30th day, so now it's no longer Kedusha Achas. It's no longer that we keep 2 days even when we know when Rosh Hashanah is. Anytime when we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be because of Sveika D'Yayimah. It's never going to be that Edom come, we know when Rosh Hashanah is, and we're still going to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's always just going to be because of Sveika D'Yayimah, so therefore it's Shtei Kedushais, and Mamela, an egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is going to be Mutter on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbah that Rav Shmuel Dami Tervayu Beitz Asura. How could you tell me that differently than Rav and Shmuel? How could you, Rabbah, argue on Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel said that an egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Asura on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So Amar Le, Rabbah says back to Abaye, I'm not arguing on Rav and Shmuel. Aminu Lach Ano Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. I'm just telling you Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's Takana. That's what comes out from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's Takana. Vaad Amar Le Rav and Shmuel. You're telling me Rav and Shmuel, as great as Rav and Shmuel are, and maybe I would never argue on Rav and Shmuel, but Rav and Shmuel are arguing on a Tana. They're arguing on Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So I'm siding with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So now says the Gemara, Ula Rav and Shmuel Kasha Masnisen. According to Rav and Shmuel, what's Taka the Pshat? What are they going to do with this Mishnah with Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? It's Mashma from the Mishnah that the Mishnah is telling us that from the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, being that he changed things, so now Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushais. Now it's just Shtei Kedushais. Now an egg which is laid on the first day is going to be mutter on the second day. So says the Gemara like Kasha, Halan v'halahu. There's a difference between the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Now things change. Now if Edom come after Mincha, now in Yerushalayim, they'll accept the Edom, they'll accept them, and they'll make just that day into Rosh Hashanah, and not the following day. However, that's only for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who are going to know about this. For the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, if Edom come after Mincha, they're still going to be keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They're always still going to be keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So practically speaking, nothing really ever changed even after Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's Takana. Now granted, if you go into the lumdas of it, so then the reasoning behind things changed. But being that practically nothing ever changed, they're still going to have to always keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz, so therefore, we don't change the gedder of the 2 days either. It used to be Kedusha Achas, we're still going to keep it as Kedusha Achas. We're not going to change that, being that nothing practically changed. And therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, Rav and Shmuel said that if you have an egg which is laid on the first day, it's going to be Asura on the second day. The Mishnah, which is Mashma, that now things changed, that's for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and onwards, things changed practically. Now, it used to be, if Edom came after Zman Mincha, once Mincha started already, so then they wouldn't accept them. And they kept 2 days of Yontif as Kedusha Achas. They knew when Rosh Hashanah was, and they still kept 2 days. But now, after Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's Takana, if Edom come after Mincha, they're not going to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. They're only going to keep that day of Rosh Hashanah, because they accept ate them the whole day long. So they're only going to ever have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in a year where Taka is a Sveika Diyayma if Adam don't come at all on the 30th day and they only come the following day. So then Rosh Hashanah, they kept the 30th day as Rosh Hashanah, and then the next day is also going to be Rosh Hashanah, so then that's a Sveika Diyayma. But the point is that being that for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, things actually changed practically from the Zman of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and onwards, so then the Gedder changes also. Now it's no longer Kedusha Achas, now it's Shtei Kedushais for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. And so for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, an egg which is laid on the first day of Yontif is going to be mutter on the second day of Yontif. So whereas Rabbah said that from the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and onwards, everywhere, now things changed, even in Chutz La'aretz, an egg which is laid on the first day is mutter on the second day, because he said, go buster the reason now changed, and now everywhere it's Shtei Kedushais. Rav and Shmuel said, it depends, for the Bnei Bavel, it's going to be Kedusha Achas, for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Shtei Kedushais. Says the Gemara now a third Chita, Rav Yosef Amar, Af mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai ve'elach beitza asura. Then no, even from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's Takanan onwards, still, even in Eretz Yisrael, an egg which is laid on the first day is going to be asur on the second day. My time, why? Because havidavar shebeminyan. Even though it's true, the reasoning changed, like Rabbah pointed out. Even though the reasoning changed, but being that Chazal made a takana that we're not going to accept Edom min haMincha lamaila, and included in that takana also was that an egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asur on the second day because it's Kedusha Achas. So being that Chazal made such a takana, even though the reason goes away, the takana remains until you have another minion, another vote where Chazal undo the original takana. Being that there was no takana ever, there was no vote ever made to undo the original takana about the egg, so therefore an egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah remains asur on the second day, even though the reason went away. Amir Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef says, Minam Minallah. How do I know this klal, that any time you have Chazal make a takana with a minyan, with a vote, so now the takana remains, even if the reason goes away, the takana always remains until they take a new vote. How do I know that klal? Tichsim, as the pasuk says, Leich Amir Lahem Shuvu Lachem La'alechem. It says in Matan Torah, Hashem says that tell klal so they could go back to their tents. Va'imir, the pasuk says, V'mishaycha Yovel Himiyalu Bahar, that when the shofar blows, they could go up the mountain. So these rayas we'll see in the Gemara on Amud Beis what the raya is. The third one is clear, Mineu Beis, says the Gemara Vitanya, says Rabbi Yosef, in a third raya, how do I know that when Chazal make a takana, so even if the reason goes away, the takana remains until you take a new vote? Because we learned in the Braisa that Karim Ravai Haya'ila Yerushalayim Mahalach Yom Echel Chotzad. That if a person had Karim Ravai, a vineyard in its fourth year, so a vineyard in its fourth year, the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat the grapes. In the fourth year you could eat it, but only in Yerushalayim. So Chazal made a takana that generally speaking, if a person has Karim Ravai grapes, he lives far away from Yerushalayim, so what you do is you put the Kedusha onto money, your Paidin onto money, the next time you go to Yerushalayim, you bring that money that now has Kedushas Karim Ravai, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and then you buy with that money some fruits, and now the fruits get the Kedusha of Karim Ravai, and you eat those fruits in Yerushalayim. Chazal made a takana that if you have Karim Ravai within a 1 day's travel of Yerushalayim, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. On all sides, 1 day's travel, you have to bring it. Vizuhi Tchuma. And this is what's considered the tchum of a 1 day's travel of Yerushalayim. Elad min ha-doroim, v'akravas min ha-tzofoin, elad from the south, akravas from the north, lud min ha-mayriv, lud from the west, v'yardi min ha-mizrach. Va'amar ula v'itema rabba bar bachanam Rabbi Yechanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, then mat tam, why did Chazal make this takana specifically to bring your fruits to Yerushalayim if you lived within a 1 day's travel? K'dei la'atir shuke Yerushalayim b'peris. In order to decorate that it should look nice, the shuk of Yerushalayim should be filled with tons of fruits. So they said, don't bring money and then buy fruits here. Bring your fruits. Bring it to Yerushalayim. You wanted Yerushalayim to have nice fruits in the shuk. We wanted it to be filled with fruits. So therefore they said, if you live within 1 day's travel, no excuses. Come to Yerushalayim. Vatani, now we learned in the Braisa story that Karim Ravai Hayoloi Rabbi Eliezer b'Mizrach Lod b'Tzad Kfar Tavi, that Rabbi Eliezer had Karim Ravai on the east of Lod. Now Lod was the western tchum of a 1 day's travel of Eretz Yisrael. So being that was the western tchum, Rabbi Eliezer was on the east of Lod, that means he was within a 1 day's travel of Yerushalayim. So now, for whatever reason, Rabbi Eliezer did not have the kayach or the time to make the trip up to Yerushalayim. So ubike safkir l'aniyim. So he wanted to be mafkir the fruits to poor people that they should take it and they could bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. They get free fruits and they'll bring it to Yerushalayim and they'll eat it there. Amru loy tamidav. However, Rabbi Eliezer's tamidim said to him that Rabbi kvar nimnu alecha chaveracha. No, your friend already took a vote. Vetiru, and he undid this takana. You no longer have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. Now man chaveracha, Rabbi Yechem et Zakkai. The Gemara first just tells us that the friend that they were referring to was Rabbi Eliezer's Rabbi, Rabbi Yechem et Zakkai. We said from the Chidah, it's not respectful to tell your Rabbi. So they called him your friend, but they were referring to Rabbi Yechem et Zakkai. That Rabbi Yechem et Zakkai took a vote. And he said that you no longer have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim. Now, the reason went away, because they lived, Rabbi Eliezer, this was after the Charban. This was after the Charban Beis HaMikdash. So there's no reason to decorate Yerushalayim so that the Goyim should have a beautiful Yerushalayim. No, we weren't there. So the reason for the Takana went away. And yet still, what does the Gemara say? What did the Talmidim tell Rabbi Eliezer? That Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai took a vote and he undid the Takana. Time of the Nimnu. So you see from here, it's only because he took a vote. Halai Nimnu Lai. But if he didn't take a vote, the takana would remain even though the reason went away. So that's the conclusion of Rabbi Yosef's statement. We'll still have to explain the first half of what he was saying, what the rayas were from Matan Torah, but the point that Rabbi Yosef is making is that a takana always remains even when the reason goes away, and therefore even though Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai switched away Kabbalah's Edith works for Kiddush HaChodesh, for Rosh Hashanah, still the egg, that he never undid. So therefore, still an egg which is laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is still going to be Asr on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.